So hello and welcome to the Erica Glessing Show. I am so glad you joined us today. We have a very special guest, Guy Govan. He's actually has a university professor background. I have a lot of family background like that, where he's taught media and he has some interesting creative endeavors he's involved in. And I guess originally Israel guy, and then now where do you live now? Where are you joining me from?
Originally from Tel Aviv, Israel. Spent the last 20-some years in the U.S., spent the last decade in New York, and now I'm in Florida. Thanks for having me, Erica.
Wow. Florida is such a change from New York. Were you in New York City or upstate?
New York and upstate.
Nice. Nice. So, Guy, I usually start out with what inspires you?
What inspires me?
Mm-hmm.
Great people inspire me. People who are kind-hearted, who help each other, and who understand that it's all about karma.
That sounds scary, all about karma.
It's all about karma, baby.
What if I was an axe murderer in the last lifetime?
Uh-oh.
I'm messing. So tell me a little bit about your Facebook group and what's that about?
All right. Well, first of all, Erica, thanks for having me. I'm a life coach who specializes in a super, super niche area. I work with the spouses of high impact workaholics, people like physicians, people in finance, tech, law, and politics. And I have a brand new Facebook group called I Married a Workaholic,
Pause. Okay. So I want to play with that energy a little bit. I think it's really interesting. So When you talk about that, what I remember, so what goes in my head, was my mom was an Emmy Award-winning television producer.
Love it.
She was on the road a lot.
Yes.
And so we had a very interesting upbringing. She was always making, you know, award-winning programming.
Listen, don't worry about it. You're going to be in my podcast next, and you can tell the story of your mom. It's all good.
So when we're looking at being in a relationship with someone who is high powered, what made you want to reach out to that group?
Why did I focus on this specific niche? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm lucky enough to be married to a physician, a wonderful, I met her when she was a young medical doctor, and I went through her entire training from med school, residency, internship, residency, fellowship, and two different jobs already all around the country. So I understand the challenges facing the spouses inside out. Add to that the background in life coaching and the great belief in what it does for people. It's a perfect match.
That's so curious. Tell me a little bit about Instagram, because most of my listeners are entrepreneurs, and they're always kind of trying to look at like, what would be fun? And I think you were kind of letting me know that Instagram's trending up a bit. So tell me a little bit about Instagram and what you see for that, like how that can help an entrepreneur.
Instagram is great, but it really depends on who you're trying to target. If you're trying to target people in their 50s, Instagram may not be the place for you. Instagram is a wonderful platform that's very popular with millennials, especially. And what it allows you to do is engage in visual storytelling. So very quick, very entertaining, does not require a lot of effort, very shareable, high engagement, and so forth.
My kids do this thing. I have teenagers, and they do this thing where they clip a little tiny short clip, and they just play it, and then they all laugh. And then they play it again, and then they all laugh. And it's just the funniest thing. I watch them do it, and I'm like, I can't really get myself, I'm more sort of long-winded, so I haven't really mastered the Vine, you know, Instagram thing, but tell me a little bit about kind of your next 6 months. What's going on? What do you like? What's your big vision? What are you kind of nurturing? And before we get into, I also did want to know a little bit about your professor life too.
All right. Well, let's start with the first question. The next 6 months, as I said, I'm one of the only life coaches who specializes in the spouses of high impact career spouses. And this is a really interesting niche. I'm developing the Facebook group and the podcast, and I'm slowly building up my client base. I only take 5 clients every 6 months. That's it. And I'm only working with people who really are dedicated to complete transformation.
Sounds like a really fun job. And then tell me about being a professor.
Being a professor is great. I think all of us who go into the academic world are motivated by the same things that motivate coaches. We want to mentor, we want to help, we want to help improve people's lives. With 18-year-old kids, you don't get the same kind of recognition. They don't really want to be there. With coaching, with the right client, it definitely works. You know, Erica, do you know who comes to coaches? The right people who come to coaches are folks who have been in therapy, they're taking antidepressants, and they're like, you know, this stuff doesn't work anymore. I feel stuck, and I want to do something great to change my life. And that's when life coaching really becomes a great part of it.
Well, I think almost everyone listening is in that profession. So I know that you've probably touched on some great topics for them. And tell us how we can reach you and find out more about Geiger Lab.
Well, you can find me in various ways. You can follow me on Twitter. Golan Coach is the handle, G-O-L-A-N Coach. You can join my brand new, not even launched yet, Facebook group called workaholicspouse.com. So if you just type workaholicspouse.com, you'll go straight into the Facebook group.
And perfect.
Then Facebook, imagineyou.info is my coaching website. Imagineyou.info.
Great. Thanks so much for coming.
Okay, Erica, thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.